a number of small protests have broken out in Russia against President Putin's conscription plans. This as fears grow that the Kremlin may ban some men from leaving the country. Over the weekend, people waited for hours in long lines at land crossings into Finland, Kazakhstan and Georgia. Moscow attempted to reassure citizens, saying some will be exempt from being forced to join the army. China's Communist Party has reaffirmed President Xi Jinping at its core as it published the list of delegates for next month's landmark twice-a-decade leadership summit. Xinjiang news agency says more than 2,200 officials were elected for the 20th Party Congress. The twice-a-decade gathering starts in mid-October, with President Xi Jinping expected to secure a third term in office. And the Philippines is holding talks to buy fuel and other key commodities from Russia. President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. told Bloomberg the country is close to deals with some fuel suppliers. He says the Philippines' national interest in diversifying energy sources overrides concerns about Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
Now maybe we need to approach Russia and say that maybe they can loosen up and provide us with some fuel. The political side of it has been, of course, a little tricky. But nonetheless, the national interest comes first. And so we have to find those new sources of fuel.
Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in more than 120 countries. This is Bloomberg.